You ready for a Gadol story? Okay, so tell you one about the Bubba Rebbe. I'm actually partially Bubba. My grandpa helped get the Bubba Rebbe out of Europe. So the Bubba Rebbe was once at the Noam Elimelech's grave, and he felt, sometimes you can even feel a tzaddik's neshama even more at the kever than when he was alive, and he felt the energy of the Rebbe of Melech. And he said, is there anyone in the universe who knew Rav Elimelech Milizinsk? And someone told him that there was one lady left. She was 95 years old, and she had been by the Rebbe. So they fetched this lady. They brought him to the Bubba Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Mibabov, and Shlomo Halberstam. And he said, do you have a story? Something? She says, well, yeah, there's one thing I remember. You see, by the Rebbe, everyone used to come for Shabbos. He had hundreds of people come for Shabbos. And so we had a whole kitchen staff making food. And sometimes we weren't so nice to each other. We wouldn't be nice. But on Erev Shabbos, this I'll never forget, the Rebbe, Rav Elimelech, would come into the kitchen and go to every single person and say, I'm so sorry if maybe we gave you too much work or we did anything wrong. I'm so sorry. And he'd go over to every single person and really apologize, and there were tears in his eyes. And then he would go to his family and say, Kindelach, my family, I'm so sorry if I did anything wrong. And he was mamish crying. Then he'd go to his wife and he says, you know, back in the Garden of Eden, the reason we got kicked out is because we blamed each other. I'm so sorry if I ever blamed you. I'm so sorry if I did anything wrong. And she'd mamish cry. Gewalt. And the lady said, that she'll never forget that. That was Shabbos by the Rebbe of Melech. So Shlomo ends off the story teaching us that there's so much light coming down from the heavens on Shabbos Kodesh. But the question is, do we have the vessels? Do we have a clean vessel to receive the light? And the way to receive that, to create the clean vessel, is of course to do all the avoda, to take a shower and cut our nails and to get a haircut and all the physical avoda. But perhaps more importantly, to do that tshuva, do that introspection, and if chas v'shalom, we did anything wrong to someone, to say sorry, and to mamish, we should be zoicha to have the cleanest vessels to receive the greatest light to Shabbos Kodesh.